Rob, first off, let me congratulate you on Saint Eight, your number three solo set after a slew of records with bands over the decades. This has been a long time coming, and I know I've been bugging you about it. When's it ready? When's it ready? You're working on it. It's out. It's a dandy. Congrats. Some of these songs go back some years. Some of them are relatively recent. Tell me about the evolution of Saint Eight.
I started writing the songs late 2007, after earlier in the 21st century, I had done some Bears albums and a Psychodot album, studio album, a lot of original music. I always write songs, and I usually present all my songs to bands, try to get on a band album first. But none of these songs were really up for grabs, so I just started writing the songs as they were sent to me from the, I don't know what you call it, the universe.
Right beyond.
Yeah, they just beam down, and if you're paying attention, you catch them.
On one of them in particular, and one of them that goes back some years, I'm listening to it for the first time without having read anything about it, and all of a sudden here's a voice that's very, very unfamiliar to me, but very, very capturing. Turns out it's a young lady named Bea Haskins, someone who you're acquainted with, have been acquainted with, and I think you've heard a little something in her voice as well.
Oh, yeah. About 5 years ago, I wrote a song, and it was meant to be sung from a woman's point of view, and I recorded just some scratch tracks so I wouldn't forget it or forget what I wanted it to sound like. And a friend of mine who lives in Los Angeles, Andy Haskins, who I've done a lot of commercial work with over the years, told me his daughter was starting to write songs and was recording them. He was recording them in his little video editing suite. And he sent me one of the songs she had done. She was into, and maybe still is doing it, but there's a genre of music called wizard rock, where usually young people that are really into Harry Potter write songs that are using the Harry Potter book imagery and characters, and it's really cool. It's really charming. I love the song. He sent me just an MP3, and I thought her voice was great. She was 13 at the time, did not sound like a 13-year-old, just the timbre of her voice and everything. And I loved it, and then about a week later, I was talking to Andy, and he said that B had not made her middle school choir, that her choir teacher had said she didn't have the goods. And it was crazy. I just thought, are you kidding me? And I remembered a lot of trauma from my own middle school experience. So I thought, gosh, Andy, do you think she could sing one of my songs? And Andy said, sure, let's give it a go. So he recorded her singing to my scratch tracks on this track called Famous Last Words. And it was phenomenal, just great, her deadpan delivery.
That's the track we hear creeping up behind us right now from the new Saint Eight, Rob Fetters, Bea Haskins on vocals on this piece called Famous Last Words.
He kissed me where it hurt and made me feel better. He missed me when I left and wrote a love letter. The emotional baggage we both carried, it really didn't matter the day we got married.
That's a track from Saint Eight. It's the brand new Rob Fetters record, his third solo record. We're visiting with Rob tonight on Around Cincinnati. Famous Last Words featured the vocals by Bea Haskins, who shows up on another, at least one verse on a favorite around our house called Desire. Saint Eight, a great record. I was going to ask you as well, you wrote this song from a female point of view. Have you ever done that before?
Not that I recall.
Do you know why this one came about?
It's a narrative that tells a story, and I think it's pretty compelling and has a wonderful ending where the bad guy gets shot, gets his comeuppance. But I've stepped into other characters. A lot of people think everything I do is autobiographical, and to a certain extent, everything I do is, because I can mentally picture these things, but I never...
Did you ever have a good credit score? Borrow a bunch of money?
No, but that opportunity was presented to me. As most of us have, people have always wanted to loan me a lot more money than I could afford to pay back. So I've managed to sidestep that one so far.
You've got a couple of short, delightful tunes. One is Nero. One is just a dandy little thing, less than 2 minutes, called What You Do. Another beautiful song is called Beautiful Stories. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Well, Beautiful Stories is more autobiographical, and I don't want to name names, but sometimes we get involved with people, and to me, I was imagining a relationship that was a lot stronger than it was. And to that, the other party is not guilty. it was really my imagination. And so the song is about that. And also when you come to the awareness that a relationship is maybe over, it's a sobering experience. It's not necessarily a negative experience. You can look back at it and still say, beautiful, glad it happened. It's cool.
Telling us a little bit about Saint Ain't, his brand new record, is Rob Fetters visiting with us tonight. The record starts with one called Suffer. And let me say, too, that when I mentioned Suffer, there's a video for that. You've really got into these videos lately. Now there's, I think, three or four floating around. Read a lot of really good stuff about this, much more than we'll be able to get into in this segment. But beginning with Suffer, ending with another lovely piece called Walking Out. You bring on a chorus on this, and it's just a grand way to end the record.
Walking Out was the last song I wrote for the album, and I was really glad that I blew off all your requests to get the sucker out earlier in the year. But late summer, early fall, Walking Out, again, was beamed down to me or over to me or up to me. Another friend of mine in California who heard the album said that all the songs on the album are really grown up, and they're about personal responsibility. And I'm not going to disagree with that, although I'm quick to say I may be grown up, but I'm extremely immature, which is why I still have fun making music. But with Walking Out, again, and it was at a time I had just recently seen the great movie 20 Feet from Stardom, about background singers through the history of like rock and roll who are just really immensely talented, and you don't know their names unless you read the liner notes. When I watched the movie, which I just loved, a great movie, I thought of the singers in Cincinnati that I know that maybe not everybody knows about, but they're on so many records and were immensely talented. So I just called up a few of them and asked them if they would mind helping me out on my album, and they all jumped at the chance. Gerald Brown, who actually lives in Indianapolis now. Gerald played in a band called Shalimar in the 70s, 80s, and is currently working with Jody Watley, but he drove in, and Belinda Lipscomb, who is in Midnight Star, and it's just fabulous. You know, it's platinum records on her walls. And Crystal Peterson, a young singer who now is singing with Victor Wooten, but has had a career in California, and fortunately for all of us, lives in Cincinnati now when she's not on the road, and is fabulous.
And they're all in this chorus
on
Walking Out.
Yeah.
As we finish up the record, we've been visiting with Rob Fetters, so let's listen to all those voices as we wrap this up. Rob, again, congratulations, and thanks so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
The record is Saint Ain't, and you can link to it when you go to WVXU.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell. We're walking.